You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Welcome to Active FM.
The movie show. Yes. Right here with Sash.
And Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Ryan.
Welcome to a hot steamy show that is, well, look, I think the title tells it all.
It does. Definitely does. It is burnt. Yes, the film's name is Burnt. That is it. Right there. Okay, before we even get started, Ryan, what were your thoughts? Like, quick thoughts on the film.
To be honest with you, it was a movie for me. It was a movie. Yeah, it was a good movie to watch. It was interesting, and then it ended, and I was like, okay, cool. Well, that's very nice. There were some very interesting parts in the film within it. So there were things that happened. You're like, oh, sure, wow, okay, all right, and then. Yeah, and then it ended. So I wasn't like blown away, or there wasn't anything specific about the film that I was just like, sure, you know, you have to watch this. I was busy watching it, and there were people, my wife had already said, yeah, I'd seen this film already, you know, type of thing. So, yeah, that's me. What about you?
I personally really, really, really enjoyed this film. Like, I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did. I think the only reason I watched it was because of the cast. But after watching it, I actually was very glad that I watched it. I loved how they show you the inside of a kitchen and the pressure and the passion and just everything that goes with it. I really, for me, it wasn't like a film I've seen. I haven't seen a film like this. So it was like a new experience, and I honestly thoroughly enjoyed it. Bradley Cooper is very good. He's a very good actor, and I must say I often enjoy the films that he's in, and he plays characters that have like a lot of flaws to them. So even in this, like, the whole film's about him as a chef, but he kind of went off the rails and life's like almost caught up with him. But you see him like navigate through the problem. And I know he was once in a film, Silver Linings Playbook, I think. What was it called? Silver Linings Playbook or something like that. Yes, with Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, and I thought he did very well in that as well. So I personally enjoyed this film a lot. It is a drama, so I suppose it does have a bit of, you know, it's a drama. But it's a drama comedy. But I really enjoyed the film. I was, you know, when you catch yourself thinking about a film after you've watched it, like it's on your mind. Yeah, that's what happened with this film. So I enjoyed it. If you are a chef, if you love cooking, if you love going to restaurants, I would suggest you watch this film. I think you will thoroughly enjoy it. In fact, I was actually, when I was doing research, Gordon Ramsay, if you know who Gordon Ramsay is, he's not Gordon Ramsay, sorry. Yeah, it is Gordon Ramsay.
It is Gordon Ramsay, yes.
I'm right. About to rename Gordon Ramsay Dave Ramsay. That is not... Dave Ramsay is a finance guy. I have this bad habit on the movie show of renaming people.
I was maybe his brother. Oh, okay, so Gordon's brother. Does he have a twin? Oh, okay, well, cool.
That's actually true. I don't know if they're related, but I don't... Yeah, but he... So he's a chef. He's a well-known chef, and he... I was almost interested to see what he thought, because when I was looking at reviews, there were people that didn't enjoy the film. But Gordon Ramsay said, this film is amazing. He said the way it portrays the passion behind like a chef and, you know, the kitchen and everything. He said he said he loved the film, and he said it's a very true depiction of what a kitchen is actually like. So, yes.
I saw somewhere that the main actor actually trained with him or something. There was yes. they had something together, right?
He did. He went to one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants, and actually, all of the main actors actually went through to actual kitchens, like proper kitchens. But one of the kitchens that Bradley Cooper went to was one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, one of his actual restaurants. What Bradley Cooper did was he almost got inspiration from a whole lot of different chefs, Gordon Ramsay being one of them, and he says that the kitchen rants that Bradley Cooper portrays in the film are actually very closely, a very close depiction of Gordon Ramsay in the kitchen. So, yeah. Like, the rants and that were almost inspired by Gordon Ramsay, yeah.
When I saw Bradley Cooper losing it as the main character, I don't know if Gordon Ramsay is like that. Obviously, there's some films you see him, he does get very passionate about his food and about people doing a proper job in that. And it sort of reminded me of that to the point that I was almost like, wait, is this film about Gordon Ramsay?
You know what I'm saying? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so he did a very good job then with his inspiration. So it could yes. have. So now we know Bradley Cooper can play Gordon Ramsay if anyone ever wants to make a film.
Just got a peroxide here.
Yep, there we go. That's the only thing, yes. So the budget, this film actually came out in 2015, and the budget was $20 million. The box office was 36.6 million. So they almost doubled. I think this film wasn't a big... Okay, I personally didn't, and I never heard about this film in 2015. I only heard about it now, this year, which is a whole 6 years later. So, sure. I don't know. I don't know if the marketing, like, that whole plan that they had going, if it was a good plan. Because, Ryan, have you ever come across this movie before me saying we're doing it for the movie show?
Never in my life. You said birds, and I was like, oh, okay. In fact... I was ready to actually rent it off Google Movies, and then, like I said, my wife had seen it, so she's like, no, it's on Showmax, go have a look at it on Showmax. Oh, okay, it's on Showmax, cool, there you go, done. I mean, I'd never come across it. It's just that Bradley Cooper, I was just like, who is this guy? I know this guy from, was he ever in Lord of the Rings?
No, but he is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
Guess who he is?
When I saw who he played, I'm like, oh, wow, okay, awesome. Yeah,
he plays
cool.
Rocket the Raccoon. I've actually seen him do, you know, because obviously Rocket is a CG character, so you don't actually see his face. So, no, Bradley Cooper's face is not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but his voice is. But I've actually seen him do the voice work, because obviously they record all of his lines, because his character is CG. And you can just see he's very good. Like, he's... I rate Bradley Cooper as an actor. I think he's a very good actor. And he looks like a really nice guy. So when I was watching interviews, he doesn't come across as arrogant, or he looks like a really nice, down-to-earth type of guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Watching the way he talks and stuff like that, something that he said in one of his interviews about this film is that he said with the main character within Burnt, he could actually relate to the main actor. That's why he really liked the actual, you know, the character, fictional character.
I think it's non-fiction. It's not based on an actual story.
On any true character in that. But even the way he talks reminds me of the character within Burn. He seems to, he's very detailed in the way that he talks and like the words that he uses, and like he's got this very sort of, I don't know if I can say mellow way of talking. He's just like very chilled and, like you said, very nice character, very nice, you know. So
director of the film is a man named John Wells. I don't know who this man is, and I've never ever watched one of his films. Literally, I went and searched. Right, have you ever watched any of his films?
Nope. First time I've seen this guy's name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that is... I've never in my life ever watched any of his films. But one thing I did find quite interesting is... So, the director was John Wells, but he actually hired an actual chef that has 3 Michelin stars. I think that's how you pronounce it. And if you watch this film, you'll see... Bradley Cooper's character, Adam Jones, is trying to get his third star. That's like one of the main storylines or plot lines within the story. And they actually got a chef. His name is Marcus Waring, who is he has 3 Michelin stars, and he was actually on set the whole time. He was basically like a consultant for the director, and he also worked with a lot of the main actors. So Bradley Cooper and Sienna Miller, they all went to his restaurant and actually were instructed everything by him, which I thought was pretty cool, because they actually got like an actual proper chef on set during the film, just to make it more accurate and stuff. And just to give you some background information, so when we were watching, when Ryan and I watched the film, we both were confused, because you hear about these 3 Michelin stars, but we all know of like a 5-star hotel or a 5-star restaurant. That's, we've all heard of that. So you have 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4 or 5, and obviously 5 is the best. So I was also, Ryan said this, and I also was confused while watching it, because you hear about 3, and it's like, okay, why is he not going for 5? Why is he going for 3?
Yeah.
These are actually completely different. They're not, so the 5-star, that whole, I don't know, rating that they have is not what they were talking about in the film. The Michelin stars, so apparently 1-star means that the restaurant is considered very good in its category, but is limited in some way. 2-stars means the restaurant has excellent cuisine delivered in a unique way. And 3-stars means that the restaurant has exceptional cuisine and is worth a special trip just to visit. So in other words, it means you'd fly all the way to somewhere just to go to that restaurant. That's 3 Michelin stars. If a restaurant has 3 Michelin stars, it is like the top of the top. And then apparently you have Michelin reviewers, they call them inspectors, and they're actually completely anonymous. So in order to be a Michelin inspector, you have to be anonymous, and you have to share a passion for food and an eye for detail. So it's not just about how the food tastes, it's also about how the food looks. Inspectors are prohibited from speaking to journalists and are encouraged to keep their line of work secret, even from their family members. That means you could possibly have a Michelin inspector in your family, yes, as a family member, and you don't even know. Because
I could be a Michelin inspector.
Right? We wouldn't know. And none of us know, because, you know, that person has to keep it secret. But I thought that was quite interesting. Like, imagine you have a secret job, and it's being a food critic, basically. Actually, it's not a food critic. It's an inspector. They actually, it's more than just a food critic. And they say that when an inspector visits a restaurant, he or she writes a comprehensive report. So once again, it's not a review, it's not a journal, they're not journalists, they actually are inspectors, and they write up a report about the dining experience, including factors such as the quality of the food, the presentation of the dishes, and the mastery of culinary techniques, while ignoring elements such as decor, table setting, and quality of service. So actually, these people are just looking at, it's all on the chef. It's all on, they're not looking at, you know, the restaurant lighting and the table and how the waitress served them or whatever. They ignore all of those elements. So they're actually just dealing with the food. And then the inspectors come together to discuss the reviews and decide which restaurants should receive stars. So that is the whole Michelin star process, procedure thing, just in case you didn't know, because I didn't know what that was. But Ryan, we must look for a restaurant that has 3 Michelin stars now that we know what they are.
Yeah.
Do it.
And obviously, where they don't underestimate when you do see 3 stars, because I would say, oh, only 3 stars. Where's your 5? But now we know. Okay, sure. Must have 3 of those stars, eh?
Yes, definitely. So after this movie wrapped up, consultant chef Marcus Waring, who is the chef that they worked with during the making of the film, they asked him a question. If he had to hire anyone from the leading actors and actresses, who would he choose? So from the cast in the film, the actors, who would he choose to work in his kitchen? And he actually said that he'd choose Sienna Miller because of her culinary skills. So if you don't know who she is in the film, if you watch it, she's the, I'd say the leading lady in the film. because she is the leading lady. And apparently the Marcus actually said that she came down to his kitchen like a couple of times. She did, they obviously do like different courses in the kitchen to make sure that all the chefs are up to standard. She'd come to all of them, and apparently she worked very closely with Marcus, and I think she actually learned quite a bit. So he actually said that if he had to hire anyone from the actors, he would choose her because of her culinary skills. That's pretty impressive as an actor to have a 3 Michelin star chef say they'd hire you. So if she ever, you know, if the acting career, her acting career ever fails her, she can become a chef. That is.
Well, didn't Bradley Cooper, I know in one of his interviews, he said that she's a good cook.
When I watched an interview, so I was watching an interview with the 3 mains, so it was Bradley Cooper, Sienna Miller, and then Daniel Brill. Ryan, did you recognize Daniel?
Let me see. Who
he
is
was
Daniel
the
again?
Restaurant owner. So Bradley.
Oh, yes.
He was Nemo in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, the minute I saw him, I'm like, oh my goodness, well now.
Yes. I actually really enjoy him as an actor. I think he's a good, except just to give you a heads up, the only thing is his character is gay in this film. Unfortunately, there is this stupid kiss at the end, which was completely unnecessary, but there's no other nudity. I think the language, the language at times was a little bit touch and go, but that's from like just a PG type of guide. That's this type of film. But I was watching an interview with the 3 of them, and they were asked the question, what is your favorite dish to make? Bradley Cooper said pizza, which is not a very fancy dish. Daniel said spaghetti bolognese, and Sienna said something fancy. She said chicken something. So based on that interview, I think we can see who's the best chef among them, because Bradley Cooper's making pizza and Daniel's doing spaghetti.
Right.
Yeah. Also, Bradley Cooper spoke fluent French before filming. So he did not have to learn French for the film. He knows.
Oh, so he already knew how to speak French.
Yes. Which is pretty cool. Yes.
That is pretty awesome.
Right. So the restaurant, we did say earlier that Bradley Cooper went to one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants. It is the restaurant, it is in London, and it's the person that he trained alongside in the restaurant is a person, their name is Claire Smith, and they're an executive chef of London's restaurant, Gordon Ramsay. So he went to one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants, but then he worked with one of the chefs that works under Gordon Ramsay. But I think with this 3 Michelin star thing, the chef gets it, but then also I think everyone that works in their kitchen, I don't think they get the 3 stars, but I do think that they, I mean, in order to work in a kitchen under a chef who has 3 Michelin stars, you have to be good yourself. So I think even for, because you saw when like they were cooking for the inspectors, the whole kitchen was tense. It wasn't just Brad Cooper's character that was worried about it. The whole kitchen was worried about it. So I think if a chef gets 3 Michelin stars and you are part of his kitchen, I think that also does like good for you type of thing. Because I mean, Bradley Cooper actually went to train alongside someone who's in Gordon Ramsay's team. He didn't necessarily go to Gordon Ramsay himself. And then Bradley Cooper claimed also, this I thought was so cool. So the actors and actresses had to perform their food prep scenes with all the hazards of a real kitchen, including flaming stoves and sharp knives. So there was literally, the actors were put in a normal kitchen situation, how it would really be in one of those restaurants. And they also said that if you saw a chef in the kitchen, if the chef didn't have a speaking part, so in other words, if they didn't have any speaking role, that person is an actual chef. They're not an actor. So normally your extras would be actors. The extras in the scenes were actual chefs. So the actors were having to act alongside actual chefs, which for me, I was like, oh my gosh, how daunting must that have been? You are an actor, not a chef, and you're having to look like the best chef amongst, that was crazy. That was, I thought that was just crazy.
I wonder what that must have been like.
I think it must have been stressful. Oh my goodness. Like, oh my goodness. No, I think, I actually respect these actors now a little bit more, because it's, normally acting, you're acting, and everyone else around you is also acting. So it's almost like you're just all acting type of thing. But now when you're put alongside people who aren't acting, they're actually doing what they do best, and you have to look the same, if not better. That is pressure. That is just...
Was there ever a time where the main characters like also chop things? Maybe they used professional chefs when they were chopping up a lot of stuff, you know, those like fast chops, cutting up onions quickly, or maybe even to get them alongside to also help out, to help out with the way the food must get handled, the way it must be, you know, prepped and placed, and the way that they should actually be doing things, and no, don't do, you know, try it like this, the chef does it like this type of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was a very like sort of support, also just to help out, you know, especially I found the parts where, because obviously the main chef is like he like literally runs the kitchen with his team,
yes,
which means that, you know, he's looking at the orders, he's asking, where's this, where's that, how's it going with that, hey guys, come quick, we need to water, water, and while that's happening, everyone's like shouting back, yes chef, yes, you know, and they have to like respond and work alongside with that chef, you know, under that heat, under that pressure. But I mean, I'm sure like during those roles and stuff like that, it must have been quite helpful to have those other chefs to say, hey, listen, you know, maybe we could, because I mean, the director, I wonder how much experience or what he would have known about cooking or about kitchens and stuff like that.
I don't think he knows. I think he knows, but I think that's also why he got the consultant chef Marcus on, and then the other chef. Because I was listening to an interview. I don't know what other film it was, but there was a film that John Wiles, the director, did, which had doctors in it somehow. I don't know what the storyline is, but there were doctors. And also in that one, the extras, if they didn't have a speaking role, were actual medical people. So I think that's what he does. He gets people in the actual profession itself and then gets them involved to help.
And I'm sure that they obviously get quite a big briefing. You know, I think it must be quite cool to be an actor in different roles, because I'm sure, like, I mean, how much stuff do the actors learn? I'm sure after they went home and they had to cook, they probably changed the way they cooked, they probably added in some stuff.
Yes. That's actually, acting is a very cool career from that perspective. And even that one day, Gordon Ramsay's chef, Claire Smith, she said that Bradley Cooper was so eager to absorb everything that she did during her time with him in rehearsals. She said he was endlessly inquisitive about how she handed various culinary utensils such as tongs, spoons, and knives. Because the way they hold their utensils is not the way we normal people hold our utensils. Like, I know even just the way they hold their spoon is, there's a certain way that they hold their spoon. Which,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. For me, though, Ryan, think about it. The food on set, what happened to it? Like, was there a person on the side that was like, as the plates were coming out of the kitchen, they were just like grabbing the food? Because they would have made all of that food. I mean, I was watching a behind the scenes thing, and literally, instead of props, you see all of this food being prepared. And it's not just food, it's like these fancy, tasty little, you know the type of food they make in those restaurants. Who ate all of the food? Who was that lucky person?
I'm sure that when, you know, when a take was done with a specific food, they would just, I don't know, they'd probably just pull out the dish and be like, all right, who's up next?
Right.
The lighting guy, get him, he's hungry, all right, it's six, you know, he's next, all right. Who else, you know, then like, oh, I'm hungry, I haven't had anything to eat. Okay, I suppose I can do another take. Let's do another take so we can feed the poor lighting guy, you know.
You know what I feel like? I feel like that food wasn't eaten. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because on a film set, they cater. You have to cater. You've got people working all day, every day. So, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, Did they just go, guys, don't eat, this is the food for... What did they do with that food? Or did after the day, did they, like, on the way home, you know, drop it off? Or what did they do with that food? They need to... I know it's 6 years later, but we want to know what happened to the food.
Yeah. It probably did get just cleaned up and thrown out.
Right? I feel like it did. Another thing, though, that they said that was actually really cool, and this is Marcus, that chef that they worked with. He actually said this. So in a kitchen, I mean, you can imagine that everyone must be so hot and under pressure and almost agitated at times, because it is, I think being in a kitchen is one of the most stressful jobs. I honestly do think it's a very high pressure, high stress job. But he was actually saying that they would obviously do the takes over and over and over again, as you would when filming. But he said as they kept on doing the takes, the actors started looking tired and annoyed. And he said this was perfect because it made it look more real. It made it look like chefs really do look in a kitchen, which is tired and annoyed because they're hot and there's people shouting and throwing plates and, you know, things have to be perfect. So he actually said he loved watching it because he said the more takes they did, the better it actually got. Even though they were getting more tired and agitated, it was actually better for the scene because it made them look like they were actual chefs in an actual kitchen. Yeah.
Well, now there's the part of the of being an actor that's not really not really cool.
You have to do the same thing over and over and over and then wait 10 minutes because someone needs to reset that light and then do it over and over and over. Yeah. But you get to do different cool things like be a chef or a doctor or
fancy fly a helicopter, you know, just some minor stuff like that.
There we go. Ride a horse. Do some gun training. Yeah.
Yep.
But I thoroughly did enjoy the film. I think it's different to other films I've watched. I know there was, apparently with the name, there was quite a bit of fighting because there's another film that Jon Favreau, who directed Lion King, he had made another film and they had called it Chef already. So this film apparently was supposed to be called Chef. Then they had to change it because of that other film. So while they were filming it, they actually called the film Adam Jones, which is the name of the chef that Bradley Cooper plays. But then afterwards, they decided that they were going to call it Burnt. So, yeah. And also, do you know that at first, Keanu Reeves was attached to playing the main character?
Good work, Kat. I think that
for real? You think so?
Yeah, I think that could have worked out.
I just feel like I would have seen him stirring a pot and then pulling out a gun because I feel like he's always in those type of roles. Yeah.
That would have been something different for him. But yes, definitely. Maybe a John Wick move.
You see? John Wick in the kitchen. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but it's a very good film. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Ryan did enjoy it.
I think it was well focused as well, because if you think about it, obviously there was a past that he had with drugs and stuff like that, and they didn't go too much into it. It didn't really impact much of the film. There's a lot of focus on the kitchen and them trying to get that third star.
Yeah, which is what the whole movie's about. And I like the way they did it. I like the storyline personally. I enjoyed. It wasn't predictable. It had a good ending. I didn't think it was predictable. Because at times you were like... And then at one point you were like, oh, flip. Sure.
Yep.
He's handling this very well. I'm not going to do any spoilers. But, yes. And Emma Thompson is in it. So go...
That's right.
Go watch. And Lily James, even though she had like one scene. I think that was her early days. But, it's a very...
Do you know who Jamie Dornan is?
I do not think so.
Jamie Dornan.
Who is that?
Hang on, can you? Because this guy apparently... Jamie Dornan. He is quite a well-known character. If you Google him, you go look. I can see quite a couple of movies that he's been in. Now, he is a well-known actor, but apparently he was in this film. He played a minor role. Which was cut from the film.
Oh. Oh, wait, was he the husband to Sienna's character?
Because
I know her husband was cut from the film.
that's probably who he was. Yeah, he was probably the husband. Yeah, they cut him out. Minor role. That's all. I was just like, what? Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that. Now we know.
I'm sure he would have gotten paid still. I can't imagine they would have not paid him. So.
Well, they used his time up, so yeah.
Yeah. So this has been the film Burnt. Go watch it. It's a 2015 film. It's a cooking film. It is. You're probably going to want to eat nice food after watching the film. So maybe have a nice meal ready.
That's it. Yeah. Make sure it's from a 3-star restaurant.
Yeah, I'm definitely going and searching three Michelin star restaurants in Johannesburg. Because I just feel like we need to experience this.
The 3-star.
Yeah, we can maybe give them a fright by putting, what did they put on the floor? Was it a spoon?
The fork. They just put the fork on the ground.
give them a fright.
See what happens.
See what happens. Yeah. But this has been the movie show. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with another film.
Yes,
it's a good film. Definitely. Ryan doesn't know what it is yet. Ryan, it's a different film as well, but I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Oh, okay. Brilliant.
I'll give this away. The Burnt specialized in cooking. The next film specializes in music.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Is it a musical?
No, it's not a musical.
Okay, I'm going to enjoy it.
And it's got Robert Downey Jr. in it. That's all I'm stopping. I'm not giving.
Is it a biography by any chance?
Is
it
a biography? It is actually. It's a true story. It's based on a true story. Yes.
There you go.
So come back next week and we will do a film review on it. It was a very good film. I also thoroughly enjoyed that film.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm, it is. But for this week, this is us signing out.
Until next week.
Peace out.
Cheers. Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram @ActiveFM777 and Facebook @ ActiveFM.